Welcome to this guided mindfulness meditation. I'm Harrison Blum, staff chaplain at Franciscan Hospital for Children, and I'm glad you made the choice to practice today. Mindfulness has two main aspects. First, we bring awareness to the present moment. Second, we do our best to be non-judgmental of whatever is happening for us in that moment. This practice is less concerned with what we're experiencing than how we are relating to our experience. During this brief session, you can take a break from trying to feel any certain way and do your best to just relax amidst what's already going on for you. You may have just a few thoughts during the meditation, or you may have a lot of thoughts. There's no need to push away thoughts or to perfectly clear your mind. We also try not to put energy into our thoughts. You may feel mostly peaceful during the meditation, or mostly anxious, or maybe a combination. However you're feeling, just do your best to be in the moment, following my guidance. See if you can resist any urge to control or improve how you feel, and just let things be how they are for now. It's enough to just gently observe. Okay. Please take a moment to adjust your posture so you are sitting comfortably with your feet on the floor. Keep your back straight and your shoulders relaxed. Breathe with your mouth or nose at a natural pace. You can close your eyes or keep them open, looking gently downward ahead of you. We'll be practicing with contact points in this meditation. Four parts of the body that are commonly in contact with something else while sitting. Do your best to follow along and to disengage from distracting thoughts and daydreams. Begin with your feet. Notice if you can feel any sensation in the bottom of your feet as they make contact with the floor below. Wiggle your toes and clench your foot muscles for a moment. Notice what that feels like in your feet. And now come back to stillness. See if you can still feel sensation in the bottom of your feet now that they are still. Now bring your attention to the parts of your body in contact with the seat of your chair. Shift your posture slightly to the left and the right as you sit, and notice what that feels like in the parts of your body touching the seat of the chair. Now come back to stillness and see if you can still feel sensation in those lower parts of the body. Bring your attention now to your back, specifically the parts of your back that may be in contact with the back of the chair. Again, shift side to side a bit, opening up points of contact between your back and the chair. Now return to stillness and notice if you are still able to feel sensations in your back as it contacts the chair. Finally, bring your attention to your hands. If your hands are resting on your lap, or a desk, or a table, or on each other, notice those points of contact. Wiggle your fingers a bit and squeeze your hands into fists. And now bring them back to stillness and see if you can still feel sensations in your hands. We'll go through these four contact points a few more times, seeing if we can feel sensations in them, and remaining still as we go through. So returning back to your feet, notice any sensations in the bottom of your feet as they contact the floor. Now noticing sensations in your body as it contacts the seat. And sensations in your back against the back of the chair. And last, sensations in your hands as they contact whatever they might be resting on. And now go through a few more times at your own pace, feeling feet, seat, back, and hands. Great. Now bring attention to your heartbeat. See if you can feel your heart beating anywhere in your body. This can be difficult to sense, and it's okay if you don't feel it clearly. If you do feel your heart beating, see if you can feel it in a second or third place in your body. Now notice that you are breathing, and bring attention to the sensation of breathing in and out. Notice where you feel your breath most clearly and put your attention there. This is often around the nostrils or lips or perhaps the belly rising and falling with each breath. Try to feel each little detail of what it feels like to breathe in and to breathe out. As you sit, continuing to feel your body in a basic way, continuing to feel that you are breathing, now bring more attention to your heart space, or what it feels like to be you. Notice if there are any clear mood or emotions present. Perhaps you feel a combination of emotions at the same time. Whatever's there, just let it be as it is. No need to clean it up or fix it right now. This is how you're feeling now, and at some point it will change. Now choose one word you'd like to welcome into your day or your week. Some word you'd like to feel or experience more. And now choose a word you'd like to let go of, something you'd like to feel or experience a bit less. We'll now practice with these two words. As you breathe in, say to yourself the word you are welcoming, breathing it into your moment, into your being. And as you breathe out, say to yourself the word you are letting go of, breathing it out of your moment, out of your being. There's no need to try hard to feel any different. It's just a gentle inviting in and a gentle releasing. Do this now for a few breaths. Okay, you can let the words fade away at this point. And one last time, check out how your body feels, even just noticing one sensation somewhere in your body. Feel yourself breathing in or out. And one last time, sense into how you feel in terms of mood or emotion, and see if you can let whatever's there to be there, just for now. You might imagine you're holding a very delicate object on a very soft pillow, just holding, allowing, supporting. In a moment, we'll take two deep breaths and then end the meditation. You can go ahead and do that now. Take two deep breaths at your own pace. Great. Thanks for giving this practice a try. However it was for you, you've made it through. I'm a big believer that meditation doesn't have to always feel good to be effective. It's possible to increase our self-awareness, our distress tolerance, and our self-acceptance, even during challenging meditation sessions. As you now shift out of this meditation time, give yourself permission to be transitioning gently, whatever that might look like for you. Perhaps it could be helpful to journal or talk with a friend about what the meditation was like for you. Remember, things like feeling body sensations, your heartbeat, or your breath, or inviting and releasing words are always available to you. Make them your allies to call upon as needed throughout the day. I wish you ease through the rest of this day and your week. Thanks for practicing together, and be well.